Blog Talk Radio.
Ghosts. Demons. The paranormal. Beyond the edge of reality. The answers you seek can only be found beyond the edge of reality.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Beyond the Edge of Reality. I'm Evan Jensen, and sitting next to me here, basically, is Paul McPherson. Paul McPherson is from Spring Creek
Paranormal
Research. Say hello, Paul.
Hello, everybody. How you doing tonight?
You want to just let everybody know who you are, Paul, and what you do?
Oh, yes. I am a paranormal investigator for Spring Creek Research for about a year now. And like I said, welcome to the show.
Awesome. So we got a really good guest lineup tonight. We have Fabian Trahan. He's also known as the Ghost Box Trucker. As we wait for a cue here, Fabian Trahan, the Ghost Box Trucker, are you on the air, my friend?
Yes, I sure am.
All right. Well, welcome Beyond the Edge of Reality. I know you've been in queue for a long time waiting, and it's a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. Maybe you can just tell us exactly what you do, you know, when you did it. My question is, what led you to, you know, doing the paranormal things that you do, the ghost box, EVPs and all that?
Yeah, sure. I'll be happy to share that with you, Evan, and I'm happy to be with you guys tonight.
Thank you.
I am a field paranormal researcher with Eastern Paranormal out of Wilmington, North Carolina. I currently am an over-the-road tractor-trailer operator, and I mainly travel the north and southeast occasionally, taking routes to Chicago, New York, Texas, and Indiana, and Michigan. But to answer your question, it actually began back in 1976 in a farmhouse that we had lived in.
Uh-huh.
And the house had a lot of unusual things that were going on, like you could hear people walking upstairs. You could hear, the water would cut on by itself, things like that. Doors were shutting by themselves. a lot of strange things. It came to a crescendo one night when my sister-in-law, Donna, and I were watching Mark and Mindy. The TV screen started losing reception. It was an old black and white television.
Uh-huh.
And right in front of us, the damn TV cord flings out of the wall.
Wow.
We didn't allow animals in the house, so we knew that it wasn't an animal that had run across in front of the television. So we knew that there was definitely something going on in the house. And both of us just looked at each other and started with tears down our eyes. About 2 months had passed with hardly nothing happening there at the house in Pierce, Texas, in Wharton County. It was late summer, and everyone had left to go to a keg party. And we had just had a paranormal what-the-fuck moment. It was a 2.0 moment, brother. About 2 months had passed with hardly nothing going on. And all of a sudden, I've been doing chores on the farm there, and I went upstairs to settle into a nice hot bath in the guest bathroom. I laid down in the old large-style tub. You know, the kind with the feet underneath it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the while, in the vanity mirror hanging next to the tub on the door, I could see the reflection of my head laying back. You know, I was laying back in the tub. I was getting all cozy. And you know that point where you're about to fall asleep?
Lately, though, with my insomnia, I don't fall asleep very quickly.
some refer to it as a twilight.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, as I was falling asleep, I was going awake. From awake to asleep, the bathroom started to feel like it was getting colder. And then a strange shape seemed to be forming in the center of the mirror out of the corner of my eye. And slowly it started to begin to materialize to me as like a bluish white-looking ball, like a kind of a giant orb-looking thing. And this was all going on out of the corner of my eye. And then it started to go from that to more like a triangular shape. And then quite clearly something in the form of a little girl with dark hair was staring right at me through that mirror, guys.
Wow.
And it floored me. I couldn't move. I was petrified. I couldn't move because it was like, wow, there's this thing staring at me, and I have no idea what it is. And, of course, I'm laying there, and I can't move. I'm petrified. It's like something was holding me in the bathtub. And after about 2 or 3 moments, I finally got the courage to look it directly because I was afraid to stare and look at it. And as soon as I turned to look at it, it just vanished. I mean, I was staring at myself in the mirror, and I'm just like, wow, what the hell just happened, you know? I can't believe what just happened. It was like, and the matter is just like a flash. It just happened. And so I was very curious, and I decided to visit the library there at El Campo Elementary, and I talked to the librarian, and I knew that she was interested in that because at the Halloween, she threw the Halloween parties at the elementary school, so I knew that I could talk to her about such things because she was always talking about telling kids stories out in the yard at the school, out in the lot there. She would get all the kids together. Y'all probably remember that when y'all were little, everybody getting around the teachers telling ghost stories and stuff like that.
Sounds like a good old-fashioned campfire.
Yeah, and well, anyway, our teachers did that in South Texas. They would get around, get all the kids together, and right before everybody left, I asked her, I said, I want to ask you a question. I told her what house we lived in, and she's like, first reaction was, you live in that house? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, we live in the old Pierce house. Everybody called it a mansion. It was just a really big farmhouse. And anyway, it was enough to convince me whenever she said, well, that house is haunted. And I said, well, is there any way we can find out what it is? Because I saw a little girl in the mirror, and she told me about the story of the daughter of Shanghai Pierce. That's coincidentally Shanghai. There you go. But his name was Shanghai, you know, the tunnels. But his name was Shanghai Pierce. He was a cattle baron of South Texas. He was a businessman. In the beef industry in South Texas, very big. We lived on one of his farms. My brother and my sister-in-law got the house for a song, and you can see why, because nobody wanted to stay in the house. But anyway, what ended up happening is that she went to the microfiche. Y'all probably remember that. Before the internet, we had the good old microfiche, and she pulled up the the obituary of the little girl that she was telling me about, that had drowned in the bathtub. Yeah, and the girl had drowned in the bathtub, and apparently I put 2 and 2 together, and I just realized that I had seen a spirit. And it was a while before I had the courage to ask, but I figured I'd wait at the right time to ask the librarian or somebody that knew the area a little better, and she knew quite well. And so that began my quest into trying to answer questions about the esoteric and things that we all take for granted, that we don't always know what they are, but so there's got to be something to it, because there's, when you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, is the truth. So anyway,
right. That's
what began my quest.
That's cool. Fabian, I've got an EVP here that I can try and play here for you, and then you can, you know, elaborate what it was or what you were doing when you got it. Let me see if I can play it right now for you.
Sure.
All right, here we go.
This is Ghostbox EVP Session 5, Davenport, Iowa, October 27th, 2011. Can anyone hear me?
Okay.
anything you would like to say to us? Are there any spirits here? Talking to the black box that I'm holding. Talking to this black box. Is there anything you wish to say to us? Okay, what would you like to say? Are you trapped?
Just a man, yeah. The t-shirt. The Western. And what?
Are you trapped? Like I heard no. Like I heard yes. What is your name?
Logan.
I heard it's Logan. Hello, Logan.
Yeah, Logan, yes.
If your name is Logan, can you reply? What would you like to say? How many spirits are there? Are you a spirit? Are you a spirit? You know that you're dead? Are you dead?
Enough. You're 03.
Okay, well, how did you die? Yes, God. I don't know. You tell me when. What year did you die? Like you said, 1955. I'm not sure. I'm obviously getting some attention here. By the way, my name is Fabian. What's your name? Where's Logan?
Yes.
Alright, where's Logan at? I asked.
Father. Oh,
hello. Is that you, Logan?
What?
Yes, she died. I would think that she died. You're talking to me through this white box.
Anyway.
Can you speak to me? Can you speak to me through the black box? I heard yes. Do you see a light? Are you in a dark? Are you in a dark place? Do you see a light in a dark place? I heard one. Are you alone? Are you afraid? Were you murdered?
Okay, so Fabian, I cut that a little bit short because it's 12 minutes, and I wanted to get, there's so much there, I wanted, you know, to start from the beginning and just tell us what you were doing there, what questions you were asking it, and what, you know, responses you actually had gotten while you were doing that.
Okay, I was in a field next to the abandoned ruins of a farm, and I sensed there was something around me, and when I was in the truck, I could feel, like, off to my left, that there, I could feel them moving about. It was actually along the road and through the cornfields, a very bad intersection, but it was out rural, but you could tell where a lot of traffic, constantly cars were coming in through, and I was picking up that someone may have gotten hurt or injured or killed many times over. People had been injured there or hurt or even killed. It just felt like a really negative vibe, you know? So
yeah.
I began recording because I noticed the farm and then I noticed that this intersection. And what I was targeting was I felt that there was something there that was trying to communicate with me to let me know that that it had something to say, that it wanted to communicate with me and talk with me about what had happened to it. So what I'm clairvoyant. I consider myself clairvoyant because I can see them out of the corner of my eye, but I'm more clairsentient. So the sensitive part of me was picking up on these energies moving in and around the field, and I was trying to get it, elicit the responses that I'd asked that you heard me ask. Just general questions, just raw audio to see if I could get anything on there. And as you heard, there were some good responses. The Davenport Part 1 that you played, it didn't have as many hits as my earlier Ghost Boxes sessions. And this one was, I did upload it, and it does have some good responses, but it's not some of the best responses I've ever gotten. But my initial goal was to try to get them to tell me what had happened, and I kept sensing that they had died in an accident in a place where a lot of injury and a lot of accident had happened. And I got some replies, but I didn't get the replies that I thought I was going to get.
Well, Fabian, we've got a question from a listener, Laura Smith, out of the chat room. She would like to know if you could use any type of a radio as a ghost box. And actually, for those of our listeners that don't understand exactly how you go about what equipment you use or anything like that, can you explain to our listeners exactly how you go about doing this?
Well, I have what's called a Shack Hack 12587. It's a ghost box that has a lot. You can cycle it on the FM band. And what you do is if you, like me in my case, if you sense there's something around you, then you pick the ghost box up. Or you can just try and run the ghost box. What you do is you set it to lock in. The ghost box is hacked. In other words, they go in and they set it to where it loops over and over like 1,000 stations a second. And
okay.
The ability for it to say anything is incredible because it's cycling so fast that for anything to be able to create a sentence or to be able to talk, it's you know, the odds of that are phenomenal. But you get these audio voices that come through and they talk and, you know, they try to make complete sentences. And What you do is you just you get the ghost box. You can go online and find them. They're everywhere now, pretty much. You can go online and eBay or anywhere, and you can get the hacked versions of these radios. So, no, it's not any kind of radio. You have to have a specific kind of radio that has been modified or hacked in order to do
that.
And anyone can do it, but, of course, there's always speculation whether or not what you're getting is actually spirit voices. But, you know, that leads us up
to interrupt you real quick. On top of all the other issues I've had this morning, my phone seems to be going dead. So, Paul, I'm going to let you take this show out. You've got exactly 18 minutes. You'll hear the music. It's going to go, you'll be able to to deal with it. So it'll just go off. The extra will run, and it'll be done, and you can do the sign-off. And at this point, my phone is dead, guys. I don't understand why. It's never done it before, but it don't matter. All right, guys, I got to sign off.
Okay, well.
Okay, Evan.
You guys got the show? And
we've got
coming
it
on,
control.
And I will talk to you all soon.
All right, thanks,
all right, thank
Evan.
You, Evan.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Okay.
Okay, Fabian. So back to the ghost box. For the sake of Laura's question, you cannot use just any type of a radio. But is there any type of particular ghost box model that is available online, perhaps?
Well, the one I'm familiar with is the Shack Hack 12587, and it is it to me is one of the best ones, if not the best one. But that would be argued. That's up for debate. There's going to be people that are going to tell you that one's better than the other. But I don't believe what I do is I get the feeling that something is near me. I wish we could have heard the Richmond, Virginia ghost box session. And the very first ghost box session that I had was one of the most incredible. The responses were incredible. If you go to ectophobia.com, you can hear all of the ghost boxes that I have, sessions that I have done. And
hey, why don't you share that web address with our listeners one more time, if you could.
Okay, it's www.ectophobia.com.
I'm sure we've got plenty of listeners tonight that are right on top of that as we speak.
Okay, great. But I was wondering.
Hey, Paul, again, I got to interrupt here. Apparently, when my phone goes dead here, the show is basically over because I'm connected. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So we'll let Fabian real quickly
still
tell
on the air, then?
Huh?
Are we
well,
still
I'm thinking
on the air?
So.
Okay.
I've never had this happen before. My phone's never done this, ever.
Okay. Well, I'll make it quick then. Well, for the rest of my life, all the occurrences that I've been through, I've been searching for the paranormal answer for 36 years. I'm a truck driver, so I have the opportunity to go over the road, and I have the opportunity to be in a place where I have these feelings. That something's around me, and I do these ghost box sessions, and I leave it up to the listeners to decide whether or not what they're hearing is the other side. But it's what I feel, and it's what I consider myself. And whenever these energies happen around me, I automatically go into a mode where I can get a mental picture of what's going on around me, and I do the sessions based on what I'm feeling.
Now, is this the way that you've been your whole life? Is that, or is it something that you noticed later on in life? I know that seems to be kind of a underlying topic of the night with all of our guests, is how did you discover that you had this uncanny ability to feel these feelings or to see these pictures in your mind?
Well, it was like I told you, it was whenever I had that, whenever we were in the house and I had made contact, whenever the entity was in the mirror and I could see it out of the corner of my eyes when I started having all these feelings that I could feel them, and after that time, after that point in time, I was able to sense the entities around me. And when I do the ghost boxes are clearly for me to try to find out what is making contact with me.
Now, you made reference to you've been searching for the answer to perhaps the big question of the paranormal world that piques everybody's interest is, what is happening? Who's there? Why is this happening? Fabian, have you been able to successfully find and answer any of your questions?
Well, I believe I have. Some of the ghost boxes, if you're referring to the ghost boxes, if that's what we're talking about,
yes,
the sessions.
Yes, sir, I am. Absolutely.
I believe, the ones that I have, the other ones that I have done, I have definitely gotten direct answers to my questions, and I feel that there is something on the other side, that there's something through the veil that at some point that it's going to make contact with people with an open mind. They're going to be able to touch into that, but they would have to have an open mind to do it. And I have an open mind, and I'm just down to earth, a regular old truck driver that does these different ghost box sessions to see what it is that is around me that is influencing me. And I believe that the audios that I've gotten thus far are coming clear that there is something that is trying to communicate with us. But I don't believe all of the ghost box sessions and all the audio that I get is a concrete definition or proof that there is something communicating with me. I record it, I edit it, I go through it, I try to see what is tangible to me based on what I was feeling at the time. And all in all, thus far, the ones that I've gotten have definitely connected with me and in a way that answers the questions that I ask by what I get back whenever I pull the audio and I edit it and I run it through a low pass and I hear what's coming out. So I believe that it has answered some questions, that there's something on the other side that we need to find the answers to.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Now, from a technical standpoint of how the ghost box works, you said that it scans over thousands of frequencies per second, correct?
Yeah.
So for each word that you catch on the ghost box in response to a question, any one word, because I know it sounds very quick a lot of times when you hear an EVP, and especially with a ghost box, the words are very quick.
Yeah, it does.
But just so our listeners can understand, those words are actually stretched out over several different frequencies, perhaps even up to 1,000.
That is
which
correct.
makes it even more impressive when you get a direct response to one of your questions with a multiple word answer.
Yes.
Or with multiple syllables.
Absolutely.
I mean, just to point out how impressive that is, and just how amazing it is that it could very well be coming from the other side.
That is correct. And the thing I get from it the most is that the odds of what I'm getting back are just incredible. They're immeasurable.
Oh, yeah, it's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people are questionable about the ghost box. A lot of people question it, and they have a right to question it. What I believe is that if you doubt something, then you should try to find whether or not there's an answer to it. But if you doubt it deeply enough, you will close your mind, and you will not open your mind enough to maybe possibly accept that there is a different definition or explanation as to what is really going on. So if you close your mind, then, you've closed your mind and you will believe the way you believe. No one's going to change that. All I ask is that you give it a chance and whatever, leave it up to you whether or not you think that it is something that is trying to communicate. To me, it feels... and not only does it feel, because when I get the feeling that something is there, then I do the ghost box and I get these incredible responses after I've edited these enormous audio files. Some of the responses I've gotten are just amazing. I mean, I just There's no explanation. There's no logical explanation why they were able to answer me in such a manner. To me, there isn't.
Now, Fabian, you've stressed the point that you get these feelings which lead to the ghost box sessions. Can you describe for our listeners physically how those feelings feel?
Yes.
Is it fine tingling chills or something like that?
A very good definition. Yes, actually I get chills. Sometimes I'm just sitting there and I feel like something goes through me kind of, and then I get the chills all over the back of my neck and my arms. And then sometimes it's so intense that I get really sick to my stomach, and I get a little lightheaded. And when that happens, that's usually the more intense it is, the quicker I'm reaching to try to do something. Sometimes I can't, of course, because I'm working. I'm not able to break away from what I'm doing. But if I'm sitting and this happens, I went for the ghost box. And there's a lot of ghost boxes yet to come. I've just been so busy, I haven't had time to go through them and edit them. But I have a great number of them that y'all have not heard yet. And I just wanted to say I appreciate you guys letting me come on the show. And
I'd like to hear more from you in the future. From what I understand, you have a website in the works right now, correct?
Yeah, it's actually a website that's been resurrected, and it was Fabian. It's FabianTrahan.com, and I did back in the early 2000s. I did what were called ghost cams. I wrote scripts from HTML that many people that joined up with me, they would set up a cam in what they believed was a haunted location. And they believed they were haunted, then I'd ask them to set up a ghost cam or a webcam pointing in an area where they felt there was a haunting. And we had several cams set up on the website where people could go on the website and look at the images that were being refreshed in different people's houses when the cams were on. And I had a button where you could click and save the image. And I had a gallery, and FabianTrahan.com, it was called the Ghost Cams Experiment Portal, and it was where I had all this set up, and I'm reviving that right now, and it'll be at FabianTrahan.com.
Okay, well, I'm sure all of our listeners are very anxious to check that out. Speaking of our listeners, we've got a question, a real quick question from Woogle Dumpling. We're down to a couple of minutes, but Woogle Dumpling would like to know, when you get the sick feeling while you're driving and listening to the ghost box, is there ever a time where you've had maybe a near miss or a dangerous, precarious situation on the road?
No, no.
Is there ever danger around you? I mean, is there something close, like if you've witnessed an accident or something like that?
Well, yeah, and that's a great question. Not while I'm driving. I guess maybe it's because I'm moving. Actually, there was one incident about 2:30 in the morning on Interstate 80 headed out of Chicago. I was headed towards Gary, Indiana, and there was it was a heavy fog, and out of the right side through the fog, I could see someone standing on the side of the road, and it looked like a hitchhiker. And out of the corner of my eye, I got the image that it was someone that was in like 60s clothes. But I looked, as I got up on it, I could see it more and more clearly, and it was someone standing. And I got sick to my stomach, but I was going slow because of the fog. And what really floored me is when I looked out of the rearview mirror, it wasn't there. But
that's
the closest to what you asked that I've ever been. But and usually when I'm going down the highway, no, that doesn't hit me. It's usually when I'm parked or I'm asleep in my bunk. And then
hey, Fabian, this is Evan. I'm actually back for about 28 seconds, I figure. Son's best phone. Before it said I had a dead battery, and I look at it again, and it says I got a full battery. I've never had this happen, not even once on a show. You've got about 2 minutes here, and then we have to wrap it up, and then the music will start playing. So if you could give everybody your website address so people can come and friend you on Facebook, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, sure, Evan. It's here. I've got the ectopobia.com. It's http://www.ectopobia.com. FabianTrahan.com. FabianTrahan.com. ParanormalCandy.com. I want to give a shout out to Gabrielle, Darla, Michelle, Durf, Donna, Jamie, Susan, Mindy, Shan, Athena, and Valerie at our research group, Eastern Paranormal in Wilmington, North Carolina. My really great friend, Linda Tortia. Gabrielle at www.agelessknowledge.tv. Debbie and Scott Krug with Krugism.com. Jen Temporarily of Peter James Libs, co-author of the late famed psychic Peter James book, Heaven, Can You Hear Me? At Facebook.com, Peter James Libs. Patrick Burns, David Schrader, Mo Banshee, Debbie and Mark Constantino, and Rebecca Muller of Salem Witch City Gross Ghosts. And my brother from another
Fabian,
mother.
Okay, we need to thank our guests as well tonight. Thank you for the assistance of JC and Will. CC the Huntress, always a pleasure. And Fabian, sir, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ghost Box Trucker, Fabian Trahan. Well, thank you very much, sir. We're looking forward to talking to you again sometime in the near future. Very anxious to hear more from your Ghost Box.
I appreciate you, and next time I probably won't be so nervous. This is my first interview in 6 years.
Well, it was much an honor on our behalf, and ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.